Fascinating Rhythm is a production of WXXI FM in Rochester, New York, and is funded by the contributing members of the WXXI Public Broadcasting Council.
Say, there's a little rhythm, rhythm, rhythm. The pit-pat's through my brain.
This is Fascinating Rhythm, songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. As long as Americans wanted to dance, there were dance bands to satisfy the urge. In the 20s, when the money flowed from the bootleg booze, and even in the 30s, when a lot of people couldn't afford a record, let alone a record player. The title of Benny Goodman's theme song said it all, Let's Dance.
Oh, how I long to be the man I used to be. Fascinating rhythm, you gotta stop picking on me.
When they weren't going to war, moving to the suburbs, or landing on the moon, Americans spent the 20th century going dancing. They started with the waltz, tried the Charleston for a year or two, waggled their hips to the rumba, and then leaped into the jitterbug. Through it all, the foxtrot persisted. It felt like the mother of all dances. And then came rock and roll and the twist. Preceding the big bands we associate with swing in the 30s and 40s was an earlier group of bands from the 20s and 30s that played for dancing. A sweet sound, tight arrangements, and a steady, reliable rhythm that sometimes tried to hold on to a jazzy pace. Here's what we were dancing to just before the big bands took hold. One of the last of the ragtime songs, Everybody Step, and one of the hundreds of Charleston songs from the middle of the decade, I'm Gonna Charleston Back to Charleston.
Learn to dance in Charleston, find romance in Carolina.
Paul Whiteman's orchestra with Irving Berlin's Everybody's Step, and the Coon Sanders Nighthawks with Lou Handman and Roy Turks, I'm Gonna Charleston Back to Charleston. You're listening to Fascinating Rhythm Songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. Bands were becoming successful because people wanted to dance, but also because recordings and radio were becoming increasingly important. Among the earliest of these bands to catch the public's attention were Art Hickman's and Ben Selvin's. Soon, Florenz Ziegfeld brought Hickman to New York to appear in the Ziegfeld Follies of 1920, where he introduced his hit version of Hold Me. Art Hickman's orchestra with Hickman and Ben Black's Hold Me. A lot of bands made their way to New York from somewhere else because they became popular on the radio or because their recordings sold. Music publishers soon realized how important the bands could be. Ben Burney, known as the Old Maestro, organized his band and introduced his most important song in 1925, several years before there were any Harlem Globetrotters. Ben Burney's orchestra with Sweet Georgia Brown. Thank you. Bernie's Orchestra with Maceo Pinkard, Kenneth Casey, and Bernie's Sweet Georgia Brown. Kansas City jazz emerged later than most of these bands. It started in the 30s and continued into the 40s. Probably its most important figure was Count Basie. But the first Kansas City jazz band to become nationally known emerged a little earlier than that. It was one of the first big bands to use orchestrations to play jazz, since it came together in 1922 and soon became known through late-night broadcasts, and that led to its name. Another band that was popular for a while was as far removed from jazz as it could be. Its leader was known as the Waltz King because so much of what he played was in three-quarter time. These are the Coon Sanders Nighthawks with Everything is Hotsy Totsy and Wayne King's closing theme, The Waltz You Saved for Me.
Everything is hotsy-totsy now.
Sanders Nighthawks with Jimmy McHugh and Irving Mills, Everything is Hotsy Totsy, and Wayne King with his own The Waltz You Saved for Me. When George Olsen and his orchestra also came east to appear in a Ziegfeld show, their first hit used a vocal trio. Soon other bands began to feature trios as well, none more successfully than Paul Whiteman with the Rhythm Boys. George Olsen and his orchestra with Who, and Paul Whiteman with the Rhythm Boys, Mississippi Mud.
Thank you. Lordy, how they play it. Boy, they really sway it.
George Olson's orchestra with Jerome Kern, Otto Harbach, and Oscar Hammerstein's Who, and Paul Whiteman's orchestra and the Rhythm Boys with Harry Barris and James Cavanaugh's Mississippi Mud, a good song despite some offensive language. Those were the days when large Manhattan hotels had elegant supper clubs devoted to dining and dancing, generally with a full orchestra. And on Saturday night, it was common for a radio station to broadcast from, say, the Hotel Pennsylvania. On a clear night, sitting in your bedroom in Dubuque or Dallas, you might hear Vincent Lopez say to the nation, "Hello, everybody, Lopez speaking." When he first took his band to New York, they played in a Chinese restaurant. But they soon moved to the Pennsylvania, right across the street from Penn Station, where he stayed for 25 years. Vincent Lopez and his orchestra, Cheerful Little Earful.
There's a cheerful little earful. Gosh, I miss it, something fearful. And this cheerful little earful is the well-known I love you. Stocks can go down, business slow down, but the milk and honey flow down with the cheerful little earful of the well-known I love you. In every play, it's a set phrase, what the public get praise, but as a pet phrase, it'll do, do, do. Boo-boo-roo it, soft and hue it, make me happy, you can do it with a cheerful little earful of the well-known I love you. Something fearful, and this cheerful little earful is the well-known I love you. Stocks can go down, business slow down, but the milk and honey flow down with a cheerful little earful of the well-known I love you.
Vincent Lopez with Harry Warren, Ira Gershwin, and Billy Rose's Cheerful Little Earful. You're listening to the Peabody Award-winning Fascinating Rhythm, Songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. In the late teens and early 20s, a new strain of popular music became very popular for a while. Songs about tropical islands and Asia and Araby that sang about distant lands to music that sounded mysterious and exotic. But a major source of their popularity lay in arrangements of those same songs for dancing. Ben Selvin's Novelty Orchestra with Dardanella.
Thank you.
Ben Selvin's orchestra with Fred Fisher, Felix Bernard, and Johnny S. Black's Dardanella. None of these bands was playing jazz, although some of them used jazz musicians and were admired for the musicianship of their playing. Jazz musicians admired two of them in particular, Isham Jones, who was also a composer, and Gene Golkett, whose very good band lasted only a short time. When his band broke up, his leading players included Bix Beiderbecke, Frankie Trumbauer, and the Dorsey Brothers. Here are Isham Jones with It Had to Be You and Gene Golkett with My Pretty Girl. Thank you. Isham Jones Orchestra with Jones and Gus Kahn's It Had to Be You, and Gene Goldkett's Orchestra with Charles Folker's My Pretty Girl. Ben Pollack was another band leader and musician with strong jazz credentials. His musicians included Glenn Miller, Jimmy McPartland, Charlie Spivak, Harry James, and Muggsy Spanier. He made his reputation in Chicago as he learned the style and tradition of Chicago jazz. So when he went to New York in the late 20s, he was able to combine the feeling of Chicago Dixieland with commercialized popular music. Ben Pollack's orchestra with Waiting for Katie. Pollack's orchestra with Ted Shapiro and Gus Kahn's Waiting for Katie. In addition to being band leaders, many of these people divided up other musical chores as well. They were jazz musicians, arrangers, songwriters, and singers, and the best of them also gave their bands a particular sound and style without ever losing sight of the fact that they were dance bands. They also often played in one another's bands before they went out on their own. Ted Fiorito, Abe Lyman, and Gus Arnheim wrote songs. Wayne King turned nearly everything into a waltz, and Rudy Valley helped teach America how to croon. Roger Wolf Kahn, Joe Meyer, and Irving Caesar wrote Crazy Rhythm, and then Kahn's orchestra recorded it. This is Crazy Rhythm. Thank you.
my way, you'll go your way. Crazy rhythm, from now on we're through. Here is where we have a showdown. I'm too high hat, you're too low down. Crazy rhythm, here's goodbye to you. They say that when a highbrow meets a lowbrow walking along Broadway, soon the highbrow, he has no brow. Ain't it a shame? And you're to blame. What's the use of prohibition? You'd produce the same condition. Crazy rhythm, I've gone crazy too.
Roger Wolf Kahn, Crazy Rhythm. One of these bands lasted longer than any of the others. When he started playing perky foxtrot rhythms in the 20s, Fred Waring was leading another professional outfit taking advantage of the interest in dancing. But he made his band distinctive in the 30s and kept it that way into the 50s, one of the last popular orchestras to survive. In the 30s, he added a male chorus and hired a young conductor to lead it named Robert Shaw. Then he became an important radio and television performer. The grander arrangements and the Glee Club gave the Pennsylvanians a patina of class that Waring successfully exploited. But this is the early Waring, with Harry Warren and Bud Green's I Love My Baby.
Thank you.
Fred Waring, I Love My Baby. A few of these band leaders remain at the edge of public awareness. Paul Whiteman or Vincent Lopez, maybe. But one name stands above the others. He formed the band, he played with the band, he led the band. But he also began to sing in a small, light, quavery tenor that tickled young women from coast to coast. Soon the band, known as the Connecticut Yankees, was gone, but he remained. Along the way, he'd been in the service during World War I and had picked up a degree in philosophy from Yale. But now he dropped his first and middle names, Hubert and Pryor, and he was, from that time on, Rudy Valley. Here with the Connecticut Yankees is his first hit.
To the youth, to the fire, to the life that is moving and calling us, to the gods, to the fates, to the rulers of men and their destinies, to the lips, to the eyes, to the girls who will love us someday. Oh,
fill the signs to dear old Maine, shout till the rafters ring, stand and drink a toast once again, let every loyal Maine man sing, then drink to all the happy hours. Of our hearts always. To the trees, to the sky, to the spring and its glorious happiness, to the youth, to the fire, to the light that is moving and calling us, to the gods, to the fates, to the rulers of men and their destinies, to the lips, to the eyes, to the girls who will love us someday. Oh, fill the signs to dear old Maine, shout till the rafters ring, stand and drink a toast once again, let every loyal Maine man
Valley, the Stein Song. Before long, Bing Crosby would supersede Valley, and the great swing bands and sweet bands of the 30s and 40s would define the sound of the big bands. But first, there were the bands you've just heard, devoted to keeping America dancing. Andrew Croucher's the senior audio producer. I'm Michael Lasser. The show's Fascinating Rhythm.
Stop picking on me.
Fascinating Rhythm is a production of WXXI-FM in Rochester, New York. Support for this program is provided by this station and by the contributing members of the WXXI Public Broadcasting Council. For a playlist of this week's program or to listen to Fascinating Rhythm online, visit WXXI.org/rhythm.